This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Lok Sabha will hold a special discussion on 150th anniversary of national song Vande Mataram on 8th of this month. The lower house will debate on election reforms on 9th of December. Briefing media at the Parliament House today, Union Minister for Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju said the decision was taken during that all-party meeting chaired by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today. He said after both the discussions are over, government will propose to take up the discussion in the Rajya Sabha.
A meeting of all party floor leaders was held today in the Lok Sabha Speaker's chamber. We reached a consensus that on Monday, the Lok Sabha will hold a special discussion to mark 150 years of Vande Mataram. After that, on Tuesday, the House will hold a full-day discussion on election reforms. 10 hours have been allotted for this and we will extend the time if required. I appeal to leaders of all parties that we all want Parliament to function smoothly and everyone should get an opportunity to speak.
Earlier in the day, the Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day as the deadlock continued over the issue of Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in several states and union territories. Rajya Sabha was also adjourned till tomorrow after completing its scheduled business. The Lok Sabha witnessed two adjournments before being finally adjourned for the day following the opposition's demand for discussion on the SIR issue. When the lower house met after the second adjournment at 2 p.m., the presiding officer tried to run the house but in vain. Despite the repeated appeal, the opposition continued with their protest, leading to adjournment of the house for the day. In the Rajya Sabha, when the house assembled after the first adjournment at 2 p.m., Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju reiterated that the government is ready for discussion related to further electoral reforms. Later, the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Second Amendment Bill 2025 was passed in the Parliament, with Rajya Sabha discussing and returning it to Lok Sabha. The bill seeks to amend the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Act 2017. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. The fourth edition of Kashi Tamil Sangamam began at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh this evening. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath jointly inaugurated the event aimed at strengthening ties between North and South. The grand opening ceremony took place at Namo Ghat. The theme of the event this year is Let Us Learn Tamil or Tamil Karkalam. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his wishes on the commencement of Kashi Tamil Sangamam. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, the vibrant program deepens the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. The Prime Minister also wished the citizens to have a memorable stay in Kashi during the program. Indian Railways is operating 7 special trains between Kanyakumari, Chennai, Coimbatore and Banaras to facilitate large-scale participation in the Kashi Tamil Sangamam 4.0. The Ministry of Railways said that these trains are ensuring seamless travel, comfortable long-distance connectivity and timely arrivals for participants attending the multi-day cultural immersion program. The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, recorded 231 crore Aadhaar authentication transactions in November, marking an 8.47% increase during the same period last year. The Ministry of Electronics and IT highlighted that this is indicative of the growing usage of Aadhaar as well as the growth of the digital economy in the country. India and Russia are likely to sign a number of agreements during the upcoming visit of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Addressing an online media briefing organized by Sputnik News Agency in Delhi, spokesperson for President of Russia Dmitry Peskov today said that said S-400s and Su-57 are high on the agenda of the Russian President's visit. Sri Lanka is battling widespread devastation in the wake of Cyclone Dithwa as the death toll climbed to 410 while 336 people are still missing. Amid the mounting crisis, India has further intensified humanitarian assistance and Operation Sagar Bandhu. Indian Air Force helicopters delivered 2,000 kg of humanitarian aid to Mandaram Nuwara and evacuated 17 people. Another sortie airlifted 24 passengers. And that is the end of this news bulletin.